Good afternoon for KYMN News. I'm Terry Knight on 95 The One and AM 1080. The newly formed Northwest Area Process Advisory Committee, or PAC, wants buy-in from the Planning Commission and the EDA. Northfield Mayor Pownell created the PAC to advise on what to do with the land annexed west of the hospital now that a senior housing project is set to break ground in June. In 2009, the city originally annexed 540 acres in Greenville Township. A consultant was hired in 2010 and drafted a master plan, which was presented to the Planning Commission, the EDA, and the Council in 2011, all of whom had questions. Ultimately, it went nowhere. Fast forward to 2018, and the senior housing facility changes the landscape. The PAC, which includes members of the Planning Commission, the EDA, some council, and other stakeholders, came up with 8 questions, which
would eventually become the core of an RFP to a consultant that would help us answer these questions.
Will Schroer of the PAC presenting to the Planning Commission last week. Members asked why the first plan didn't go anywhere. Betsy Buckheit, currently on the Planning Commission, was also on the council in 2011. She explained.
The original brief was, we thought this was going to be annexed for industrial and commercial development, again, trying to balance out the tax base. And the master plan came back with a wellness campus and housing and a variety of things that I think surprised people who were on the Planning Commission at the time, as well as the council. So it was like building a sort of mini city.
Money was also a large reason.
It would have had a huge amount of infrastructure and upfront costs that the consultants and the Planning Committee did not seem to want to discuss. So I think there were some concerns that the city was going to have to issue an awful lot of debt to put in an awful lot of infrastructure before we even had a whisper of development that would be coming in to repay those debts.
While Pownell wants a quick turnaround from the advisory committee, Planning Commission member Kate Stewart said,
looking at what the consultant would do, I'm surprised it could be done for little money, and I'm surprised it could be done quickly. This seems almost as extensive a process as the whole visioning strategic plan process we went through last spring.
Community Development Director Chris Heineman said the budget mentioned is $5,000 to $10,000 for a consultant. He reached out to some who said the timeline was too aggressive. Pownell wants a vision by mid-October and the scope too large. He was told they need to pare down the scope or increase the budget. The EDA reviewed the PAC's plan yesterday. They wanted to discuss it further at their April retreat, but the PAC wanted buy-in to the plan so far. The council is expected to select a consultant by May 31st, according to the schedule. I have the full recommendation by the PAC on kymnradio.net. We'll be hearing more about this in the coming weeks. An Owatonna man is charged after violating a domestic abuse no-contact order in Northfield. 35-year-old Timothy Stephen Schaefer was charged on New Year's Eve after he reportedly grabbed a female victim by the throat early on in the evening and began hitting her head on the counter and kicking her. Schaefer, who has a child with the victim, was charged with gross misdemeanor assault and ordered to stay away from her. Last Saturday night, officers received a call of possible domestic abuse at the same apartment. Schaefer and the woman were observed yelling at each other. Officers obtained a search warrant, but the woman wouldn't let them in. They forced entry and found Schaefer hiding in an upstairs bedroom. He's bailed out of jail. His next court appearance is April 12th. He has a previous conviction for domestic violence in 2013. And we have the first person to announce their candidacy for District 20B Representative David Bly's seat coming up in November. Todd Lippert, the senior pastor of the First United Church of Christ in Northfield, announced his intent to run yesterday. He plans to seek the DFL endorsement May 22nd. Healthcare, advocacy for immigrant families, and funding children's education are his priorities. I have his full press release on kymnradio.net. For KYMN News, I'm Terry Knight on 95 The One and AM 1080.